I have to say, Sigma, I love what you've done with the place.
Yes, the ship is quite different now, is it not?
The new aluminium hull is astounding. You finally perfected your bauxite extraction process, obviously. I was very happy to see that the non-Newtonian fluid worked. Those antitherium envelopes are now completely bulletproof.
Yes, no more worrying about accidental ruptures, even in heavy weather. The stronger the force that is applied to the material,
the stronger the material itself becomes. Do you think you could make personal armor that would make people bulletproof?
I think I could.
And the new antitherium drive, that's honestly terrifying.
Oh, it is all controlled by the size of the aperture and the canister.
Have you had a chance to really test her at full speed? I mean, you were flying at the Nautilus at at least 100 miles an hour.
Oh, goodness, no. That was only a 1% test.
1%? What?
Yes. I did not dare go any faster until we had completed the upgrades to the rigging.
I see Gamma and Aces are now finishing that.
Yes. Almost all the ropes have been replaced with steel cables. We should be done in a few days.
Astounding. But I have to ask. I know you went to Australia to make these improvements to the Peregrine, but you haven't told me yet how you paid for it all. We couldn't even afford to pay Aces back the $1,000 we owed him. This must have cost...
$4.9 million.
What?
We came in just under budget.
Under budget? You've got to be joking. I've been saving my money for 300 years and I don't have that much.
You did not need it.
What do you mean?
Omicron, you have helped many people over the years. When we let them know that you were in trouble, well, it really only took one man's donation to make it happen.
Who?
There were a few, but in this case, it was Mr. Vanderbilt, who immediately wired the money to a bank that Aces could work with in Australia.
Cornelius. I knew he was a good man, but I never imagined that he would show his appreciation in such a fashion. Wait, you said wired?
Yes. A new company called, Western Union made that possible. I think we actually challenged them with the amount, though. We had to break it into many pieces.
I can imagine. And unfortunately, they aren't the only ones who are going to be challenged.
Yes, you mentioned something when you first came on board. Gemini?
I'll explain more as we get underway. But right now, we need to hightail it back to Ocean Headquarters before a word of any of this gets out. Now, you've had no communication with Emma or anyone else?
None at all. I believe they think we are still pirates, and I did not want to change that perception until it served the greater purpose.
Smart move. Best speed to Knoll House, then.
As you wish, Omicron. We will be there in less than 1 hour.
Climb aboard the airship Peregrine and join her crew of extraordinary individuals. The ninja, the giant, the genius, the alchemist, and all the rest. Share the adventure as they circle the globe in their battle to defeat the forces of chaos that threaten to rewrite history. It's time to join the Omega Contingent.
We will be at Ocean Headquarters in just a few minutes. Should we keep the Peregrine back and approach on foot?
I don't think so. I think we need to end this game of cat and mouse once and for all. Put a white flag on the mast. We need to find Gemini.
Wait. So, you know what Gemini is now?
Yes and no, Nu. When I was doing my astrological calculations on our actions over the last year, I kept coming up with Gemini in the outcome. Gemini. It just kept showing up.
But you just said we need to find Gemini. You make it sound like a person, not a constellation.
Exactly. On the Nautilus, I overheard Nemo talking about his secret spy at Ocean. A spy he called Gemini.
So maybe that was it. Your calculations were giving you the name of the spy.
No, that's not how it works, Aces. It's never given me a name before.
So, either the name is a coincidence, or the meanings are related.
Exactly. Gemini.
What does Gemini stand for?
Twins.
You don't think...
It might be, but we don't have the time to do the necessary investigations. There's Knoll House right over the trees.
Miss Pennyworth, Miss Pennyworth!
What is it? What's the problem?
There's an airship approaching.
Airship 2 is not due back for a week.
No, ma'am, it's not one of ours. It's the Peregrine. She's raised the white flag.
The Peregrine? Don't just stand there! Get back upstairs and shoot her down! Ugh! Get out of my way!
What the devil?
It looks like one of the ocean airships has landed in the courtyard.
Omicron, they're getting ready to attack us.
They've got the same kind of harpoon guns that Nemo had on his submarine.
The kind that are made for hunting airships, like the Peregrine.
They are firing on us. What shall we do?
What are you doing? You're wasting your bullets shooting the metal hull. Shoot the antitherium envelope.
Ma'am, no. That'll destroy the ship and us.
We must not allow them to take control of the ocean headquarters, you fools. Give me that rifle.
Ma'am, no.
The bullets are bouncing off. Load the diamond-tipped harpoons on Airship 1. Aim them at the antitherium envelope.
Sigma, do you see what they're up to?
I do, Omicron.
Let's put your new hull to the test. Crush that airship.
With pleasure.
She's gonna crash into us.
Get away! Get out now!
Stay in formation!
We surrender.
Omicron, you are insane.
Really? I wasn't the one shooting at the antitherium envelope.
Guards! Arrest them!
Our surrender has one condition.
You are in no position to be making demands. Guards! Shoot them if they do anything.
The airship is bulletproof. Do you really think we'd come down here if we hadn't already made bulletproof clothing?
Omicron...
Fine. What is your condition?
We have the right to interrogate Emma.
Fine. Since you've obviously dispatched Captain Nemo, you have earned that one concession.
Good. Where is she?
On her way back from London.
What was she doing there?
She was on trial before the entire Ocean Council for treason. We found her guilty.
What was her sentence?
Life in prison, here in Knoll House.
Well then, I look forward to seeing her. There's much information we still need to extract.
Bring your whole crew. You are all under arrest.
Gladly.
This way.
Omicron, you know we did not make the bulletproof clothing. We just talked about it 30 minutes ago for the first time.
Well, yes. But Pennyworth didn't know that.
This is going to be so much fun.
If you'll step this way, ma'am.
I haven't forgotten my way around Knoll House, Danvers.
No, ma'am, of course not. You deserve better than this.
Thank you, Danvers. But I've been found guilty, and I'll accept my sentence with quiet resignation and dignity.
I don't believe that for a minute, ma'am.
I had to try. Hang on.
What? Oh my. Isn't that the Peregrine?
Yes. And that was Airship 1, under it.
You don't think?
Omicron certainly knows how to make an entrance. Inside, let's go.
Ma'am, you don't actually give me orders anymore. Right, let's go. Miss Pennyworth, I brought Emma back as you ordered.
Ah, there you are.
Pennyworth.
Well, we have one slight delay in the commencement of your permanent imprisonment.
I see that. Omicron?
Emma, the shackles look good on you.
It's not what you wear, it's how you wear it, I suppose.
Always the church bell, aren't you? Well, let's hope you keep talking. We have some questions for you.
I don't have to answer you, Omicron. Pennyworth, I'd like to go to my cell now.
I'm afraid that's not in the cards for you yet, Emma.
How dare you subject me to this?
After all the damage you've caused, you're lucky to still be alive.
Lucky? That's an interesting way to describe it.
We'll begin the interrogation soon. But first, we need an official witness from Ocean. Who is in charge of the organization now?
You have been out of touch, haven't you? Mr. Warlegan is now in charge. And he should be getting back from London any moment.
Warlegan? Really, that's...
surprising?
No, I was going to say disappointing.
Mr. Warlegan has been quite progressive in his way of thinking. He has new ideas for the organization, and a new direction for our policies.
Oh, I'm sure he does. Ah, speak of the devil.
What the devil happened to my airship? Who landed on top of it?
Ah, that was your ship? So sorry.
Sorry? Sorry? Who the devil are you?
My name is Sigma.
Wait, if you're Sigma, then you must be...
Pleasure to meet you.
What are these pirates doing here in my office?
They surrendered, sir. One of your first acts as head of Ocean will be to announce the capture of Omicron and his crew... and the recovery of the Peregrine airship.
That's right. So, why aren't these criminals behind bars?
Because Omicron was about to interrogate Emma to find more information about how far her spy network extended into our organization.
That's good. Did you force him to do this?
No, it was actually a condition of their surrender.
Why the devil would these pirates be concerned with what Emma knows?
Would you both mind terribly not talking about us in the third person? We're all standing right here. And I think I speak for all of us when I say that we object to the use of the word pirate to describe us.
You what?
Yes. Renegades would be more apt, or rebels. But we never engaged in piracy. In fact... just the opposite.
Fine, then. You're renegades. But what does that have to do with Emma?
We discovered a massive plot for global domination.
Cyrus, is that you? Come out of the shadows. We thought you were dead.
Omicron saved me.
So you mutinied and joined his crew?
I joined his crew, yes.
Most interesting.
You're Cyrus Fox, then?
Indeed.
Then I've heard of you. I thought you were dead. Don't say anything. Do you understand me? Well, do you?
You told him not to say anything.
Oh, for goodness sake. Then at least nod.
I think he already made his agreement obvious.
Good Lord, you're huge!
I get that a lot.
If we aren't going to be starting this interrogation soon, is there any chance we could have some tea sent in?
Enough! Omicron's right. It's time we get the details out of Emma as to who is in her network.
Oh, why, thank you, Pennyworth.
And if she doesn't give us any more information, then I believe you have a special serum you developed that forces people to tell the truth?
Yes, I do. But I don't think it'll come to that.
I agree.
Who are you?
Oh, pardon me. I'm Aces. Aces Wild.
Is that a joke?
No, it's a name. What's a penny worth?
You're not funny.
See, now that was a joke.
I'm with you, Omicron.
Ah, so you figured it out too.
Definitely.
I as well.
Cyrus?
It was obvious.
Borlegan?
What are you all going on about?
The spy. We all know who it is.
We all know it's Emma. She's just been tried and convicted. I think we've heard enough.
Not just yet. A question for you, Mr. Warlegan.
Me? What?
Where have we been for the last month or two?
You? Well, that's been the thing. Nobody knows where you've been.
Almost no one. No one but the spy.
What are you saying?
Oh, the spy in our midst was receiving regular reports of our whereabouts until all contact was lost a few hours ago. That must have been very troubling for you, wasn't it, Pennyworth?
What?
Or shall I call you Gemini?
I have no idea what you're talking about. This is ludicrous. Mr. Warlegan, look, he's trying to pit us against each other, filthy pirate.
I told you we're not pirates, but you are definitely the spy.
You gave yourself away the moment we got off the ship.
We all heard it.
Obviously, I heard it.
Heard what? You're just lying.
No, you said it. Quote, "You've obviously dispatched Captain Nemo." Unquote. I never forget what someone said.
Nobody knew we were dealing with Captain Nemo in the Nautilus, except his spy.
That's... we... there were reports!
Warlegan, Emma, did you see any reports of Captain Nemo's return?
Nothing.
No. Nothing was ever given to me.
But it's just your word that I said it. There's no proof.
You're absolutely right. I doubt any of your personal guards would attest to it. But, Mr. Warlegan, let me ask you another question, if I may.
Be my guest.
Thank you. Those armaments on Airship One, were they put there on your orders?
Yes. Well, no, not really. Actually, the orders were prepared for me to sign as soon as I took over temporary administrative duties as Chief Officer of Ocean.
Exactly. Orders prepared by Pennyworth.
Yes.
Did she discuss them with you?
Yes.
Even the diamond-tipped harpoons?
She was especially adamant about those, yes.
Because those are the exact same design of harpoons that Nemo had installed on the Nautilus, specifically for hunting down and capturing the Peregrine.
He's right. That was Pennyworth's idea.
No, it was Nemo's idea. Gemini was just carrying out his orders.
Well, then I guess this is it.
Wait, give me that.
What? Let me go!
Stand back, all of you, or I shoot Warlegan.
You don't have to do this, Pennyworth. Or whatever your name is.
What do you mean, Omicron?
Pennyworth was an orphan, remember?
So this isn't...
No. Your Miss Pennyworth was raised by the Pennyworth family in West Mill. This is her twin sister.
Blast! You got that too, didn't you, Omicron?
Ha ha, there's your real accent. Cockney, I'd wager. What's your name?
Louise. Gemini. Nemo and I, we were gonna rule the world together. But none of that matters now. Mr. Warlegan and I are leaving. And if any of you try and follow us, I'll kill him on the spot. Another death on your conscience, Omicron.
You don't want to hurt Mr. Warlegan. Now do you, Louise?
No! You stop!
Oh, you don't want me to stop. You like the sound of my voice, don't you?
It is rather nice.
That gun is getting awfully heavy, isn't it? Why don't you just hand it back to Mr. Danvers?
Yes, it is heavy. Here, Mr. Danvers. Would you hold this for me?
Right here, ma'am. I'll just take that.
Gamma?
Got her!
What? Let me go! Oh! You big gorilla!
Guards! Come in here immediately!
Yes, sir?
Take Miss Pennyworth to the cells below. Lock her up.
Miss Pennyworth, sir? Don't you mean Emma?
No. We owe Emma an apology.
I knew it would come sooner or later. Pish posh. Now, off with you. Danvers, please go with Pennyworth and make sure she doesn't escape.
Gamma, please go as well. We don't know if she has any people around here loyal to her instead of Ocean.
No trouble, Omicron.
Put me down!
Yet, I insist. Pardon me if I don't trust you in the least.
This is... when I... You can't! Oh, I'm going to...
Well, Mr. Warlegan, I believe we came here under a white flag of truce, and we have surrendered. Our fate is now yours to decide.
As head of Ocean, my power is absolute in deciding how this organization is run. And I can tell you that as my first official action...
Yes?
I am stepping down as head of the organization and transferring all duties and authority to Emma, where it belongs.
Thank you, Mr. Warlegan. You're a better man than I had been led to believe.
I'll try to take that as a compliment.
It was. Now, as my first official act upon resuming the leadership of Ocean, I hereby rescind all warrants and accusations against you, Omicron, and the entire crew of the Peregrine.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. However.
However?
You owe me an airship. Really, Omicron, of all the things, you crushed it to splinters.
Oh, but that wasn't my fault.
Not your fault.
No. What was I supposed to do? He was in my spot.
Your spot? No, it's terrible. Oh, my. Well, yes. Well, I'm quite sure nothing good has been accomplished since I left.
I heard laughing. Did I miss a joke?
Nothing important, Gamma.
Oh, but they love jokes.
So, are you reporting back for active duty?
Not just yet. We have a few loose ends we need to tie up, such as getting Aces here back home to Australia.
I've had a good time with all of this, Omicron, but I do think I'm ready for retirement.
Hell, you've earned it. Oh, which brings up another point. Emma?
Yes?
I'm afraid we owe Aces $1,000. It's a long story.
What happened to all the money I gave you?
We lost it.
It was not his fault.
Nothing is ever his fault, apparently. Fine. Have Penny... old habits. We'll have a bank draft available in the morning. Will that suffice, Aces?
That'll be fine, ma'am. Thank you.
So, you're off to Australia, then?
In the morning. We need to resupply the ship. We'll be back as soon as possible. We'll stay in touch by etherphone, though. With your permission, then, Emma?
Permission granted. Godspeed, Omicron.
Everything is ship-shape and ready to fly.
Ah, excellent. Extracting ourselves from the wreckage of Airship One was quite easy.
Yes. We did not even need to use the Antiserium drive to lift us out of it.
Excellent. And I've got the Philosopher's Stone back. It seems like all the world is right again. Ah, there it is. The Atlantic. Good idea to avoid the mainland until nightfall.
Exactly my thoughts. We will head south, then cut in across Africa, I think.
All the way to Africa? In a day?
Yes. All the steel cables are in place now. We can just go ahead and open up the Antiserum emitter to see just how fast we can travel.
I'm actually a little nervous about this.
You do not trust me?
Oh, the universe is a funny place, Sigma. Sometimes variables exist there we don't even know about.
course, equals mass times acceleration, Omicron. There are no other variables.
I do suppose. So, are you ready to crank her up?
Yes.
Everyone, hang on. We're going to engage the Antitherium drive at what percentage? You were at 1% before?
I think 5% will be a good test.
That'll be almost 500 miles per hour.
I know. Exciting, isn't it? We are about to go faster than any human in world history.
Oh, my. So, hang on, everyone. 5% test in 3, 2, 1. Good thing this bridge is now enclosed.
3%. 4%.
Sigma.
5%. No structural issues with the Peregrine. All cables are holding. The non-Newtonian fluid is reinforcing the Antitherium envelope. Everything looks fine, but why are there flashing lights?
Sigma. It's not right. It's not...
Omicron.
Omicron, I heard you. Are you...
Decelerating. 4, 2... 0% Antitherium drive. Activating Iris.
Omicron, can you hear me?
I feel... I'm going to be sick.
Oh my god. Seasickness?
No.
No. Not the motion. The time.
Why did we stop? What? Omicron!
Look at him.
He is aged. He is gray. How?
The crystal. It's...
What happened? Is Omicron sick?
Yes, something happened. The Antitherium drive seems to have caused... Wait, why is it dark out?
It was morning.
Where are we?
Not where. When.
The Omega Contingent was brought to you by Adventure Theater. And this is Anthony Sakovich of Adventure Theater. I've been the writer and producer of the Omega Contingent now for a couple years. And I just want to thank you all for giving our little experiment its day in the sun. We've had, oh my goodness, thousands and thousands and thousands of downloads of this episode, and it is so encouraging. But with that in mind, I want to let everybody know that things are going to be different. Season 3 is going to be not just different from a story perspective, but it's also going to be different from the way we tell the story. We have some exciting plans in the works, including, and I'm going to say it, a novelization coming out that you'll be able to get. We're really excited about that. I've been working hard on that one, and it tells a very different kind of story about the characters, because you not only get to you don't get to see them again, but you do get to see them in your mind's eye, but this time you get to get inside their heads and understand where they're coming from, what they're thinking, why they're thinking things. And season 3 is going to be unlike anything we've ever done before. We are still sticking with accurate historical context, but we are, you know, up until now we've been bending the rules of history, and now we're going right in there, and we're turning them into a pretzel in season 3. So I think you're going to like that. We're taking technology and science fiction in all new directions. The characters are going to go places. I think you're going to find some big surprises coming out. Season 3 is already, you know, mapped out completely and half written. But you're going to get your chance to hear that and to read it. And you're going to have, I think, a lot of fun. It's honestly probably going to be our best season yet. So having said that, I want to thank everyone who has been so instrumental in the creation of this audio drama over the last couple years.
I can't start with anybody's name in particular, and I know I'm going to forget some because I'm just sitting here at the microphone recording. But I'm going to start with Nathan Hemness, who has been absolutely phenomenal in the background. He has been doing all of our linear editing and doing a phenomenal job with that. He also is the only person who has played at least two characters in every episode. He is the voice of Gamma, and because Gamma's voice is so distinctive, when he's not doing Gamma's voice, it's very easy for him to pick up and play someone else. Then we also have an incredible, crew from, I want to look at, you know, Stephanie Moffat, who has been playing Emma and several other characters as well. Her voice talents are incomparable. And then how about we get into Liz, who was Liz Beale when she started, and then she got married. And so Liz has been absolutely phenomenal in the role of Sigma. Liz is actually a polyglot. She speaks all of the languages and has been our language coach through both seasons. My goodness, who else have we got? We've got Michael Schwenk, who has played Cyrus Vox. And he has brought his own special, you know, wit and charm to the cast. God, he's so much fun to have around. Keith Surplus. Keith, in the first season, was the voice of Augustus Salazar. And in the second season, he is Aces Wild. And so having him, you know, in both kinds of roles has been just such a pleasure. Verity McGowan. Verity was new. And that has, you know, she brought her own knowledge of Asian culture and research into the role. And we have, oh goodness, Caroline Ash. Caroline started in season one as Parshakova and, you know, ended up being, you know, one of our chief nemesis, you know the movie reference. she was really good at that, and so when she came back in season two, we gave her a pivotal role as, in her main role, was of course as Pennyworth. And of course, well, she played Pennyworth in season one, but then we find out that Pennyworth is not Pennyworth in season two, and so on. And so she brought that in with her talents and you know, it's really funny listening to these people because you get them as, you know, playing this, you know, sturdy, upright, you know, British, you know, teetotaler. And then in the next episode, they're also voicing a paper boy on the street. And so Caroline really brought some variety to the show and did a phenomenal job with that. I wish I could just thank all of the other people that have shown up. I am going to go out and give super special thanks to Miles Marker. Miles has been our in-studio director and doing more and more voices as everything went along, from, you know, a man singing in a rowboat to, you know, actually playing Warlegan in the final episode, episode 8. And, you know, I'm totally skipping over some really, really important people here. And, but it has been just such a roller coaster ride. And I want to thank everyone who has helped make this little dream come true. And I know that season 3 is going to build on many of the themes and pieces that these people have brought to these characters. Now, I mean, these characters barely existed when they started, you know, voicing them, and now they have become such rich, deep, three-dimensional beings because of the work that these actors have put into this. So that is the wrap-up for season 2 of the Omega Contingent, and we look forward to bringing you season 3
and I think you'll understand a little bit more because you just heard the end of season two. And so we will see you somewhen. Off.